everybody, welcome to my podcast with Alessandra. Find your voice with Alessandra. Oh my goodness, it has been a minute since I have done a podcast. And I just wanted to give a quick shout out to Angelica. She asked me a question and I thought it would be really fun to explore that here. She wanted me to talk about where is the voice located in the body or in yourself? And that's such an interesting question. I find that very interesting question. And I'm not going to give a very data-oriented question. I'm just going to explore it with you in this moment. So, you know, the voice is a muscle, right? So we have the voice. When we're doing exercises as a singer, you know, when we're giving voice lessons or taking voice lessons, we notice our breathing and our posture, and we notice the fascia muscles, the facial structure, where you're speaking into, where the speakers of the voice. So it's interesting because in a way I would say the voice is located everywhere. Everywhere. It's within you, right? But you are giving it life just by giving voice to your voice. Oh my goodness. I have no idea if this is going to be a satisfying answer, but or response, but let's just say it is. So you give life to your voice within yourself, within consciousness. And how you express your voice is allowing the body to respond to you. So we have the articulators, the tongue, the lips, right? The tongue and the lips, they are articulators. They help us to articulate and form words. And we have the diaphragm, which supports the air to connect with the voice. Oh my goodness. So where do you feel your voice coming from? So I feel... it's so interesting. It's like, I don't even know how to answer that in a way. But you are what gives life to your voice. And you get to, when you were born, you were given a perfect voice. Your voice was perfect. And it is perfect now. What can inhibit the voice is you, meaning... you can perhaps feel like you're hiding behind your voice. That's an expression. Sometimes I can feel like my tongue is tied. I'm tongue-tied. I can't really speak. Oh my goodness, because there's something going on in my head and I'm feeling that panic or that stress. Let's not imagine that, but that's just an example, right? So we can be tongue-tied. But there are ways to free that by, you know, really letting yourself speak. My teacher would say, speak over your tongue, throw it out, get it out, let it out, shout it out. So there are different ways that you can free your sound and notice how your voice is located, how you're expressing it, where is it coming from. I feel it when I'm connected in my body. I feel my belly button engaged. I feel my back engaged. If I feel like I'm singing really high, if I am singing really high, I have a high voice and I tend to sing high literature songs that are really high. I like to say it's where my voice lives. I've always been a high soprano. But I notice that if I'm going really high, that I need to be I need to feel really grounded in my body so I don't get lightheaded. You know, so, and if I'm singing low, I also need to be connected in my head voice as well, in my head register, so that I have that height in my sound. Maybe all of these things sound very complicated. I don't know, but it's not important actually. So what I feel is important is that you know that you get to give life to your sound, that you are giving life already to your sound. And so you get to feel into it, feel into the power of your voice, the gentleness of your voice, the beauty of your voice, all of those different tones. And you get to explore that in different ways, which all, it's all of your body is reacting and is supporting your sound, how you sound, how you relate. Today I have some, I'm recovering from a cold and I still have some nasal, not issues, but you know, my sound is a bit more nasally than normal, but I noticed that it's not really in my way so much. I can feel into it. I can speak into that more, or speak around it, speak around those nasal passages. So it's not so nasally like this, but I can give a little bit more roundness in my sound by just breathing into my body more and letting my sound expand and feel that richness that it is. So, Angelica, I'm really curious what you think of this podcast. If it satisfies your hunger for this question and this curiosity, or if it encourages you to explore and go deeper, literally, go deeper in your sound, go higher in your sound, or just speak. Where are you speaking from? Well, that was fun. I imagine that you will experience something different just from this podcast, that it's going to awaken a curiosity within you to know that there's more possibility in your voice, from your voice, than you even realize, and that you get to discover and to explore it. So have a great day. I'm Alessandra, and I would love to hear your responses and what you have to say. Have a great day.